Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. Yep. Thank God it's Tuesday. That means I get to eat lunch today. But anyway, I just want to say hello, and I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, we are broadcasting on AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7. Those are our flagship stations here in the Tampa area and Sarasota, I might add. Now, a special shout-out also goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Plus, it goes to our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail center haulers out there hauling the mail. Because today you got a mail delivery. You didn't get it yesterday. Now, suicide jockeys also out there hauling gas, diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And don't forget, we also say howdy, howdy to our Amazon warehouse people, because we got the Amazon warehouse right here in my backyard listening to us, as well as the over-the-road drivers, the Amazon drivers out there delivering stuff. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. Captain, I had an S on the end of that. America, and put it all together. Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the things that we have over there for you to partake in taking advantage of. And joining us right now from California, out there in the land of milk and honey, we've got none other than Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Good morning, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, sir. And I can tell you that it is 66 degrees out right now, clear skies. We had a great football game here in Tampa yesterday, won by Mississippi State.
That's right. Very cool.
Mississippi State. You like the way you said that? There's a whole bunch of their fans that are still out walking around. I was out there about 30 minutes ago just looking around to see what was going on, and there were people walking back and forth from the different restaurants and the different sports bars that are not very far away from me. So there you go. But are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and that means a lot to a lot of people, especially tonight, Kyle, after what happened on the football field in Cincinnati to Damar Hamlin, number 3, the safety for the NFL's Buffalo Bills team. I've seen a lot of things happen in a lot of different games. The only time I ever witnessed something even similar to that
was in a baseball game when a player took a 100-mile-an-hour fastball in the chest, and it knocked him down, and he didn't get up right away, and it actually knocked him, rendered him unconscious for a little bit, and again, didn't get hit in the head, got hit in the chest, but he got hit in the heart. Now, you fill us in with what you know about what's going on, and then we'll get back and forth for some particulars here, but go ahead.
Well, yes, Captain, and of course, so many people were all joining in and praying for the recovery, of course, of Damar Hamlin. This is, as they might call, a million-to-one shot in the sense that he got hit in the chest and the heart right at the exact moment where the heart is polarizing again as part of the beat process of the heart.
Yep.
So at that moment, that's what caused that damage. He was able to stand up. This seems to follow with this. But then he went into some kind of fibrillation, we understand, and that made him collapse back onto the field.
Yeah, and this is not uncommon. It's happened before. It just doesn't happen on a very regular type basis, and I can only use my one experience that I had with a baseball player because we did not have an AED device at the time, which, of course, the AED device is the automatic defibrillator that these teams have, the automatic external defibrillator. We had to take people to the hospital if that had to be done, or when they first came out, they were big, lunky machines that were in the back of the ambulance that we used. We couldn't cart them around with something like that because they were too big, too heavy. But anyway, CPR was performed, and the thing that got me to begin with, and then I caught myself on it, was 9 minutes of CPR is not a great thing to have happen to you. But
right.
I've known people that have survived CPR of 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 minutes until they got the heart started again.
Well, one of the things, Captain, you mentioned about the AEDs, those are almost everywhere you go now. You see the little AED box if you're at a shopping mall or perhaps a place of business, these
yep.
kinds of things. And, of course, as they got out to the field, they had all this equipment. So that was really very fortuitous for Mr. Hamlin, absolutely.
Yep, and you have to be certified to use those. You can't just go grab one and run away. Unless it's an emergency, you might be able to if you follow the instructions, but we had to be certified to use them once they came out. So hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on a Tuesday morning. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yeah, can't wait. Tuesday, lunch over at Mission Barbecue. Hope to see you there. We're going to have Fred and Julie there. That's our World War II Korea and Vietnam veteran. He'll be there with his wife, so you can come out and meet him. That's always fun to meet Fred because he's got quite the sense of humor, and he's a great guy and doesn't have all that many years left, but he's a precious gem. How's that? Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I use, and I have been taking it every day for the last 9+ years. Now, the reason I take it is simple. It works. And when I tell you it works, I mean exactly what I'm saying. I have a problem where I have swelling in my legs and my ankles, and this product will go to the inflammation, go to the swelling, and reduce it, bring it under control. It also will go after the pain that I have, the inflammation and the discomfort that I have there, right straight to the source. I've never seen anything quite like it. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You try it, you get it started, and away you go. You won't know until you try whether or not it'll work for you. So far, knock on wood. Let me see here. There we are. There, I knocked on the wood. You probably couldn't hear that. But anyway, it works. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, lycopene, and omega-3 in it, which is an all-natural product, no drugs whatsoever in it. And it will help your body's natural response to the inflammation that you're having. Plus, it'll lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is by going right straight to the source. It is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Comes in convenient individual packets. You take it twice a day to start with. You can take it once if it works in the morning with a meal. And that might work for you, but you take it twice to begin with to get it in your system, and then away you go. And then you take it every day thereafter.
$19.95 and a three-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. 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 Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. You know, Kyle, before we get started, I want to wish your mother best wishes because you had, or she had, a fall, I guess, over the weekend. Is that right? And she had to go to the hospital?
She did, Captain, yes. That was just earlier on Monday. And I got to tell you, your brothers in the fire service and sisters in the fire service, they came running, and they helped her, and they transported her to the hospital. She did hit the back of her head quite severely. Right now, she's got a slight skull fracture, they're telling us, and they're checking for any kind of bleeding in the brain as a result of that. But right now, she's stable. I left her about an hour and 15 minutes ago, and she's resting tonight. But I appreciate you very much letting our listeners know about that, because we sure are hoping that they'll be praying for her.
Well, it's not just me. It's on behalf of the radio show and the listeners, who I'm sure we'll hear from in just a couple seconds here in the chat room or whatnot. But, you know, got to take care of the mom.
Well, that's exactly right. And it was just a freak thing where she tripped and fell, and some passersby were kind enough to call 911. And, of course, we rushed down to the hospital, not all that far away, so we were there very quickly. We were there with her most of the day, and I'm just glad to report that she's doing fine right now. We're going to know more in the morning. But she said, no, go be on the program tonight. She loves the show, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said that, because he may be listening for all I know. Okay. Any more? I don't think we can say a lot about the Damar Hamlin incident yet until we find out some more information. We'll definitely know more today. Now, this is the problem that he seems to have is coming from a condition called comatio cordis. This is something that is a Latin word. And it's C-O-M-M-A-T-I-O, C-O-R-D-I-S, if you want to go look it up. And the fact of the matter is that it's something that you can see is not all that common, but it is something that people are aware of. And I think Jeff just sent you a message in the chat room.
I see that. Thank you so much, Jeff. Very much appreciated.
Now, I want to mention something pertaining to a rule that was made by the Ninth Circuit, U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, the three-judge panel of that court reversed a federal judge and ruled in favor of a Washington middle school teacher who claimed that a principal violated his free speech rights by threatening discipline if he continued to wear a Make America Great Again hat to training sessions where he was talking about free speech and America and all of that. And the hat was supposedly always a bad influence.
Well, that's right. Now, according to this individual, he also says the principal actually called him a racist and a homophobe and said that he would need a union representative if he ever wore that hat again. And as you're saying, Captain, you're exactly right. The Ninth Circuit Court reversed a federal judge and simply said that wearing the hat was free speech protected by the United States Constitution. It's interesting to note, too, he wasn't wearing this hat to school. He was wearing it to teacher training sessions.
Correct.
And so it really does, you know, point up the fact that you do have the right to express yourself. Of course, what happened, it resulted in him also then being called names and so forth, simply based on a hat. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
Well, right. This is the visceral reaction. So are we going to start suppressing all free speech? Now, again, people have to make the decision. Do I want to make this expression in this particular environment and so forth? You have free speech. But at the same time, I don't know that as far as I could tell, the principal had any right to go off like that. There are many different ways to communicate your own speech. But to go where she went, according to the individual, seems to be pretty extreme.
Yeah, I would say that would be the understatement of the month. Now, former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Kirk, remember him?
Of course, yes.
Said that investigators will now drill down on how a machete-wielding man was radicalized before he attacked the three New York police officers as he tried to make his way into the crowd at Times Square on New Year's Eve. Now, in an interview yesterday, Carrick said that the 19-year-old suspect, who was identified as Trevor Bickford, 19, of Wells, Maine, likely was introduced to radical Islamic influences online. And a lot of this stuff, which is done online, is done through the chat rooms, Carrick said. That's why you can't find out exactly who they are right away.
Well, exactly right. It does take some digging to uncover that. But I was thinking about this, Captain, and it seems to me that part of this radicalization process, and of course there are different processes that that radical Islamic extremists have used in the past, but a lot of it, I think, could begin to be countermanded if we didn't have the amount of demonization that goes on about law enforcement, about America itself, about all these different things about our society that somebody can latch onto and say, oh, yeah, these people are also criticizing America. Yeah, they must be right. I'm going to join up with them. I want a family. I want to feel connected. And we need to do a better job in terms of drowning out all that demonization.
Well, one of the things we also found out about this attacker was the accused New York City attacker had a note on him urging his family to repent to Allah.
Right. Well, that's the classic, total indoctrination and just giving themselves over into a whole belief system that they think is the only true way in the world. And unfortunately, it leads to these kinds of, in many cases, it leads to these kinds of acts.
Now, we also heard yesterday from the Ukraine. They said that they had killed as many as 400 Russian soldiers in a Donetsk missile strike, striking a building where these troops were being housed, and the Russians are saying, oh, no, it was only 63.
Well, right, that's going to be the battle of the disinformation, it would seem. But certainly, you know, but the truth is going to be somewhere in there. We don't know if it's more to the Ukraine side or the Russian side, but it obviously did something to make the Russians react the way they did.
Oh, yeah. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, again, it's Tuesday, and everybody around here knows what Tuesday means.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Russian Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pele will be buried Tuesday in the city where he grew up. A Catholic Mass will be celebrated at the Villa Belmiro Stadium before his casket is ushered through the streets of Santos to a nearby cemetery. Tennis great Martina Navratilova has been diagnosed with both stage 1 throat and breast cancer. Tyler Cool has more.
On Sunday, the late Pope's longtime secretary told the Vatican's official media that a nurse attending the 95-year-old Benedict heard him say in a very faint voice in Italian, quote, Lord, I love you. He died about 6 hours later on Saturday morning. Benedict's remains will be on public display in St. Peter's Basilica starting today. Pope Francis will preside over funeral services for the former pontiff on Thursday in St. Peter's Square. The former Joseph Ratzinger was elected pope in 2005 and resigned because of poor health in 2013. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
I'm Pudu Flores, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okie doke, we will take it away, and before I go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow. Now, you can go to MyPillow.com. That's the website, MyPillow.com. And there's going to be a link on the front page for the Radio Listener Specials page. You want to click on that link, go into the Radio Listener Specials page. That's where all the big hot sales items are. And the promo code you're going to need to use is CAPTAIN to get in there. So, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Radio Listener Specials page, and while you're in there, shop till you drop. You will see a bunch of stuff, including the pillows for $19.95. You'll also see the slippers, the old slippers, the slide-on slippers, not the little loafer type. They're in there for $19.95 because they're selling them out and they're not going to carry them anymore. So there you go, $19.95 on those. You'll be able to buy the 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, which are bigger than anything you've ever seen before, I guarantee you that one, for a great savings of $50 or $39.98. Now, go to MyPillow.com, go into the Radio Listener Specials page that's there, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. You can also call them up on the phone if you want to talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time on the phone number, 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Promo code is CAPTAIN. And away you go and shop till you drop and save yourself a bunch of money on different products that are in there. I'm telling you, there's not anything that's not in there that you haven't looked at one time or another
in a big box store and you would wind up paying a whole bunch more money for. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It certainly is.
What is Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell going to be doing today?
Well, Mitch McConnell is going to be joining President Biden, we understand, and he's going to be going to an event where they're going to be highlighting the $1 trillion spending in infrastructure that's part of a bill that was passed back in 2021, we understand.
That McConnell helped you get passed.
Yes, of course, yes.
Yeah, and they're not spending $1 trillion in Kentucky. But apparently they're going to show something that they're doing there. I don't know. Maybe they're back to the windmills there in Kentucky for all I know. But right. But McConnell joined the Democrats in voting for the legislation, drawing a rebuke from former President Donald Trump and other conservative Republicans, as well he should have. McConnell. There's a good one. McComical.
I like that, yeah.
McComical is one of several Republicans under scrutiny after helping Democrats pass the legislation, including the infrastructure bill in 2021 and the omnibus spending bill in 2022. The latter was signed into law last Thursday. You know, he really needs to be replaced as the minority leader in the Senate, and I wish they had a way of doing that. They don't seem to want to do it.
Well, exactly right, because part of this appearance that the president's going to be making, they're going to be talking about how they're rebuilding the infrastructure, they're creating good-paying jobs that they don't need a four-year degree to do, and revitalizing communities that have been left behind, that kind of rhetoric. And so, of course, that's a lot more politics, perhaps, than actual stuff that will happen that will actually benefit people, so you get to make a great speech. But you're right, McConnell, it would seem to me that at some point, if the Republicans want to be able to move forward with a central message, that somebody else might be a better messenger.
Yeah, well, I can help them get high-paying jobs, and you don't need to have a college education to get them, and that's by going to the National Aviation Academy and looking them up online, naa.edu. That's a great way to start, $60,000 to $70,000 a year to start.
Yes, exactly right.
Yep.
Yeah, things like that, there was all kinds of opportunity, and I might just make one quick point, and that is, especially post-COVID, there are so many industries and so many areas where people can go in, and if they're willing to work hard, they're going to dominate those areas.
Yeah. Now, ahead of being sworn into Congress today, Representative-elect Maxwell Alejandro Frost said that he'll probably have to couch surf for a little bit before he starts his term. Well, that's because the Florida Democrat, who will be 26 years old later this month, is the youngest member of Congress, and he explained it's not cheap to live in Washington, D.C. He told ABC News that, quote, I'm dealing with it right now, trying to get an apartment, trying to figure out where to live because I have bad credit. I'm probably just going to have to couch surf for a little bit. Well, I wish him luck.
Yes, good luck. Isn't this the same kind of thing we heard from AOC when she first came to Washington?
Sure did, and that lasted about 2 or 3 months, and all of a sudden she had more money than she knew what to do with.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, yeah, what kind of a world we live in now where we have United States representatives, quote, couch surfing?
Yeah. Speaking of Florida, we had 300 migrants make a landing at the National Park in the Florida Keys, unnoticed until a U.S. Coast Guard vessel came by and saw them all there on the beach looking out.
Wow, very, very interesting indeed.
Yeah.
And, here we go. That's another avenue. Yeah.
Just wondered how they got there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, key battleground states, including Georgia and Ohio, are moving to change their election laws before 2024's voting. Now, according to Politico, a push is underway to change or scrap the runoffs that we've seen in Georgia. Great idea. We don't need them. And Ohio, where Republicans are driving towards stricter voter ID laws, citing the nonprofit Voting Rights Lab, which supports expansive voter access. There are at least 100 election-related bills in 8 states right now before this year's legislative session even gets started.
Yeah, this is also very key, I think, because when you're talking about the idea of these runoffs that you just mentioned, it seems to me that they're triggered by a particular state of affairs that happens. With the idea that it was so close or this kind of thing, you didn't get a majority. So I think there might be some cost savings in there, maybe, yeah, if they don't have these kinds of runoffs.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're just joining us, I just had a private message here from somebody asking me the condition of the Bucks player, or I'm sorry, the Bills player. The Buffalo Bills safety, Damar Hamlin, number 3, is alive. He's in critical condition after collapsing on the field, after being rushed to the hospital, and life-saving things had to be done to him to save his life, including the use of an AED as well as CPR. And I think it's safe to say that he is going to recover. Will he have some sort of extended circumstances? Perhaps, because it's typical when you come back from the type of thing that had just happened to him, he might be partially paralyzed for a little bit, but that should come back after a period of time, because when you shut the blood off to a certain part of the body, the brain or whatever, sometimes that shuts the part of the body where the blood was going, shuts it down to where it doesn't know what it's supposed to do next, like your arms or your legs.
Yes, and as you said, it could be a matter of time. The Buffalo Bills tweeted out, Captain, just a little while ago that Damar Hamlin he did in fact suffer cardiac arrest, they say, on the field. He's currently being sedated and is listed, of course, in critical condition. That's what the Buffalo Bills are saying at this point.
Well, of course he suffered cardiac arrest. That's why they brought out the AED, and that's why they were doing CPR.
Well, exactly right. And of course, you know, Captain, we might also point out that the camaraderie and the caring and the love that was shown on the field between the players and the fans was really something to behold. People were watching Monday Night Football earlier. Yes,
it was. It was something the likes of which you don't see that often. And the other thing was the prayer. Everybody was on their hands and knees, literally saying a prayer together. Everybody.
Exactly right. And to see the rivalries, any rivalries that there might be, yes, you want your team to win, or yes, we're pumped up to go and this the playoffs or this kind of thing, but everybody just took a step back, and I heard this phrase over and over, Captain, we're all human beings, we're all together, and it was really, really something to see.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back from this break with Kyle Warren with the Truckers Highway Byway Report, and yep, we got some stuff to talk about. There's some bad weather tonight, flooding, even some tornadoes bouncing around out there. We'll let you know where they're at and what's going on. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paddy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
that guy singing?
Oh, that's Brian Setzer right there.
We had him on last night, didn't we?
We sure did, yeah. Brian Setzer Orchestra.
That's by popular request because somebody wanted to hear another one of his tunes. They said, hey, has he got some of that snappy stuff like what he did last night? I said, yeah, I can probably find you one. So I did. So how about that?
Very cool. And, of course, that was Rock This Town, and people will remember that from the Stray Cats. He was part of the Stray Cats back in the 1980s, and it was a big hit for him. But this version really cooks.
Okay, well, speaking of cooking, a significant winter weather storm is going to shift from the Central Plains to the upper Midwest today and tomorrow before weakening over the Great Lakes on Thursday. Now, this storm is going to be bringing areas of heavy snow and ice, severe thunderstorms, and heavy rainfall. Now, starting Wednesday into next week, additional Pacific storms may impact the West with heavy snow up in the mountains again and rain that could lead to additional flooding threats out there because we got a lot of rain in Northern California tonight that's creating a problem up there. So take it away and you get started with that.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to talk briefly here about some fog that we have. It's up in northern Montana. If you're up on U.S. Highway 2 up near Glasgow, if you're heading over towards North Dakota, you definitely have some fog. It's also along I-94 near Glendive as well, and you've also got a little bit more up in the central part of northern Montana. We've also just been on the subject of fog. Looks like we're reading ground fog and spots of ice up on Cabbage tonight, so please do be very careful up there. We continue with our winter weather advisories, especially up and down Interstate 15 throughout the state of Utah. Salt Lake City, I believe, having snow right now. We've also got winter weather advisories, and avalanche warnings along I-70 out near Eagle, Glenwood Springs, Parachute, and Grand Junction, and that also goes down south towards Durango, so you want to be aware of that. We got some winds coming out of Albuquerque. If you're heading out east on I-40, so please be aware of that. We also continue with, as you mentioned, that rain up in Northern California, Southern California, looking to be getting another deluge here over the next 2 to 3 days. So that could bring some flooding and especially in some of the burn scar areas. It's still a big issue in the aftermath of all those fires that we had a long while ago. But up in northern Nevada tonight, coming out of Reno, coming out of I-80, you definitely are looking at a bigger storm coming through. Looks like maybe on Wednesday or so, and also another couple of storms slated in for next week as well. So you want to be aware of that. As you mentioned, Captain, about the rain, we're seeing that in parts of Northern California, also parts of Southern California as well. Seattle's got some rain south of that. If you're coming down Interstate 5 towards Portland, you're going to be encountering that as well. So please do be careful out there.
Well, you want to talk about some rain. How about some flooding, severe flooding in Arkansas tonight, as well as northern Louisiana? You definitely have got heavy rain and severe threat advisories from severe thunderstorms and possibly even a tornado or two in Arkansas tonight, the southwestern part of the state up towards Memphis, Tennessee, right there in the line, and then on down into Louisiana, the northern part of Louisiana coming across, it looks like, I-20 from one end to the other. Now, you do have some rain down in Louisiana tonight, right around the central part of the state. You got rain in the central part of Alabama, over into the central part of Georgia. And then we've got more rain up above Arkansas and Tennessee, up in the western part of Kentucky, on up into St. Louis. Got rain in St. Louis tonight. And we've got a big old snowstorm, and that ice storm is still going on up there in the upper Midwest. We got ice going on, let's see here, in Iowa right now, as well as coming up into the southern part of Minnesota. And ice comes across Nebraska right now, and about one-third of South Dakota, as well as some snow. You got a winter storm advisory over there, and we do have some fog tonight. Up along Lake Michigan and along I-90 and I-80 over across Indiana to Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania state line. Then we have more fog going up I-81 in Pennsylvania, up certainly up to New York State, it looks like. And then coming on back down to Florida, great state of Florida, I-4 tonight, the I-4 corridor, we've got fog across over to Orlando and to Daytona. That fog is going to continue all the way up into South Carolina, up as far as Myrtle Beach, and also up into Georgia. You're going to have fog coming up I-75 up past Valdosta and over the east side, Brunswick on up to Savannah. You got fog over that away. You got fog on I-10 tonight, again, over to Louisiana, all the way over to Louisiana. And then there's coastal fog right along the coast and out into the water over to Houston and on down to Brownsville, Texas tonight. So be advised of that. Okay, so, Mr. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, it's a brand new year. Here we are, 2023, and if you haven't joined into the My Rewards Plus app from the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, now is a great time to do so. It's great because it's a brand new year, New Year's resolution. Join the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You're going to find out how you can have more savings with every stop that you make at the Pilot or Flying J Travel Centers with the My Rewards Plus app. And when you download their app, you're going to start enjoying 2 free drinks every week. Also get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and great gear, and also Bluetooth accessories. They have those as well when you pull in. So you definitely want to download the app now and start racking up those savings. You'll also find great amenities, especially in this cold weather. Try their hot cup of coffee. We think that you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee out there on the interstate. Get a hot bowl of chili, something else great to eat. Earn points, get fuel, get your supplies. PilotFlyingJ.com.
You know what else they got now?
What's that?
Hot soup.
Oh, okay. Well, it can't beat that.
Yeah, I had some broccoli and chili soup the other day. It was pretty good when I was out traveling.
Very cool. Or very hot, as it were.
Yeah, well, it was. It had broccoli and chili. And then they had the broccoli and, what was it, broccoli chowder or something or another. But I decided to try the chili. I knew it would be a little spicy. So I thought I'd give it a try, see what it was like. All right, well, we appreciate all of that good information. And, of course, you're always a wealth of information. And don't forget, the bad weather tonight, the severe weather, is going to be up in Arkansas. If you're coming out of Texas on I-30, it's going to be just south of I-30. But it's going to be up there headed towards Memphis. And you do have some tornado watches and severe storm watches up and down through the northern part of Louisiana, the southern part of Arkansas, and then right up along Memphis there, right along the river. All right, hold the line there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back after the top of the hour news.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.